Argue for your limitations, and they are yours. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. How often do we argue for our limitations? You say, I don't argue for my limitations. Me? No, no, I'm too smart for that. Yeah, is that right? Is that right? Yeah. We were just talking to some friends on the phone, and they were telling us about their experiences in the fire and how they were trying to outrun it and do these things, and they were not successful. They were not successful. The fire just kept chasing after them, so they ended up going to a hotel downtown on Mission Island and having a nice time. And then we blessed their house as well as everybody else's, and every house that we had a chance to bless was just fine, whether it was in Pine Valley or whether wherever it was. Now, people say, oh, but the fire is so terrible. Oh, but the fire is so hot. Oh, but it did this, it did that. And then in the same breath, they tell you about how the fire did not touch certain things. And why did it not touch certain things? It did not touch certain things because people wrapped that in their pure white light of love. My new home, my wonderful home, I see you perfectly okay, you know. But they didn't bother with their trailer, and they didn't bother with their three-wheeler, and they didn't bother with the truck and so forth. You got to do the whole thing. I surround this property with my pure white light of love, and I don't have to go point by point for the objects in it. I surround this property. My home, protect my home, you know. And you argue for your limitations. Just your home, okay, your home's okay. But everything around it got burned up. And how silly, you know. But why do we do that to ourselves? We argue for our limitations. We argue that my home is okay, my home is okay. And my son is okay, my daughter is okay, my world is okay, my wife's okay. And then we make statements like, it's all mental. It's all mental. No, it's not all mental. It's not all physical. It's nothing. It's an illusion. And we argue for these illusions, and we want them to continue to be. We want them to continue to be expressed in our life. And how silly we are. Why would anyone want an illusion to continue in their life? You see, when we say it's all an illusion, or when we say that it's all mental, well, everything is all whatever it is, but it's nothing. We name it and we claim it, and we say that it is what it is. Now, can you handle a mental problem? No. Can you handle a physical problem? No. Can you handle an emotional problem? No. Can you handle any problem? No. Well, get out of town. What are you supposed to do? Well, what you're supposed to do is just say, all is in divine order. Remember that one? All is in divine order. Get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits so the divine circuits can do that which they are divinely designed to do, you know? But we don't do it. We constantly get in there and recapitulate. We reiterate, we talk again and again and again about the limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. Now, when our friend called on the phone today and wanted to tell us about the fire, we should have said to him, shh, all is in divine order. Do not name one little fraction of that fire, because then you will give it power. Do not name one little fraction of this, and you give it power. Now, Herb, if that was your thought, why didn't you say that to him?
You waited that we say it. You waited that we would say it.
Yes. I was waiting that you would be practitioners enough to say, what's the solution? What's the solution? That's the worst fire we've had in San Diego in all my lifetime. Well, that's great. The worst one is going to come, huh? Are you looking for it? Instead of saying that's the worst fire we ever had in San Diego County, just say, all is in divine order. I do not and I will not have fire in my consciousness. I do not and will not have those negative things that might be harmful to me in my consciousness. Well, then, all of a sudden, here you are right in the middle of some conflagration, and you say to yourself, what did I do to bring this about? I kept my mind all clear and beautiful. I kept my mind realizing that all is in divine order. What brought this about? Well, you are who you associate with, too, you know. And if you're going to associate with a bunch of pikers who go around thinking those kind of thoughts, they're going to have it. You're not free. You're not free. You're the creator of the circumstances, the people, and all the attitudes that are going on, and we have to be right on top of it all the time. We don't argue with our limitations. We don't say, well, I didn't want to create that bad person in my life. I didn't want to create that person with limited thinking in my life. Just say, everyone in my world is a positive, marvelous, powerful person thinking beautiful thoughts of truth at all times, knowing all is in divine order. Oh, Herb, you make it sound so easy. Yeah, it is. It is. But it's something that you have to apply, something you have to put into motion. I gave a seminar for 2 days up in Canada, in Montreal, this last weekend, and it was cold up there, not like our wonderful California weather, but I just said, I'm warm. And I went out with my California clothes at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning for a walk along the river, the St. Lawrence River there, and icebergs were floating by. And it was just really quite cool. But I just said to myself, I'm toasty. And I walked for a mile or two, and then I turned around, came back. I had to make sure that I walked the right way so that I'd know how to get back, because I didn't write down the address or the telephone number. And I didn't take along my cellular phone like I should have, you know. But anyhow, I knew where I was going. And I had no problem. I had no problem. I got to where I wanted to go, and I came back, and I was toasty. I had no socks. I had just my moccasins on, and my feet were toasty warm. I was toasty warm. But you see, when you have the right attitude of mind, it doesn't matter what the outer is. It doesn't matter whether it's fire, cold, snow, blizzards, whatever it may be. It only matters what goes on inside of us, inside of our thinking, as we live in all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. Now, are we going to remember this the next time? Or are we going to argue for our limitations, and sure enough, they're ours? Are we going to recognize this and remember this the next time that somebody comes up and says, oh boy, there sure was a fire up there. Oh boy, you know, that accident was really something. Oh boy, this, that, and the other thing. And number one, why are we creating them talking about it in our presence? You know, our ears should be closed to that sort of thing. And number two, why are we creating ourselves having to interact with whatever is going on? We don't. We don't. We find it amusing when people tell us that they move a lot of their equipment and furniture and stuff like that out of their house to be out of the way of harm's way. Well, no, it's not amusing. They move themselves out, so they should move all their possessions out too, because they believe the place is going to be burned. And by God, it better be burned. But ha 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 ha, it didn't work. The place didn't get burned. All they had was an exercise. An exercise in cleaning out the house and putting it back together again, knowing what they considered to be valuable. I wonder, did they take the dogs along? Did they take the cats along? Mm-hmm. That's good. But you see, interesting, isn't it? Where are our values? Where is our treasure? Now, would you like to say, hey, cleansing time? Yeah. Cleansing time. It's washing up all of the old. Time for us to start out brand new. And maybe that is. But we never do it that way. We never do it that way. It is our decision to leave and our decision to stay. It's our decision to have our things available to us or to have our things disposed of. Disposed of by our choice. not by some recalcitrant fire that got out of hand. It's our decision. Now, are you going to argue for your limitations and have them be yours?
No.
What's the latest limitation you argued for and it was yours?
That's past. Forgotten.
Ellen was telling me on her way to Europe, as we were giving our seminar in Africa and in Europe for 5 weeks before I went to Canada, and she was saying, well, we got to talk to these people and got to do this with that people and do that with these people and so forth. And I said, Ellen, just relax. Whatever happens is going to be beautiful and good. We're just going to have a ball. Just relax. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about whether we're on time or whether we're late or whether we're here or whether we're there. That's their problem. We just are there to have fun. Remember? And we had fun, didn't we? When a flat tire happened, we knew that it wasn't part of our show. It was part of another show. And we just let it be. And true, we could have surrounded the car with our pure white light of love, which we certainly did. But the thing is, those were experiences other people chose to have. But as far as we were concerned, we were as though we were at some cocktail party, standing there observing while the cooks were making the dinner. It's a glorious thing. But don't argue for your limitations. Don't argue for the problems that go on around you. Just release them. And what do you say?
All is in divine order.
And so it is.
Yes.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.